And more breaking news tonight. The U.S. is now reducing the American presence in Ukraine, ordering the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave the country and allowing non-essential staff to leave Ukraine. The move comes amid heightened fears of a Russian invasion of the country, with more than 100,000 Russian troops stationed along Ukraine's border. The U.S. State Department also issuing a do not travel advisory for Ukraine today, saying, quote, do not travel to Ukraine due to the increased threats of Russian military action and COVID-19. Earlier this week, the Pentagon's press secretary told News Nation correspondent Kelly Meyer there would be severe consequences if Russia invaded Ukraine.
Largely, those consequences will be felt economically. For our part here at DOD, and I've said this many, many times, we're going to make sure that we have options ready to reassure our allies, particularly on NATO's eastern flank, if there's another incursion and if they need that reassurance, if they need the capabilities to be bolstered, we're going to do that.
State Department officials say the move to reduce the American presence in Ukraine is not an evacuation and does not reflect the easing of U.S. support for Ukraine. The New York Times reporting today that President Biden is considering deploying thousands of troops, as well as warships and aircraft, to NATO allies in the region. Joining me now from Kiev is Anton Kolozny, who is part of the last generation born in the Soviet Union and who took part in the revolutions in 2004 and 2014. I know it's the middle of the night there. We appreciate you staying up with us to give us some insight as someone on the ground living in Ukraine right now.
It's an honor to be with you. Yeah, it's 3 a.m. in Kyiv, so good morning from Kyiv.
Good morning to you, and thank you. So I want to get your reaction to this breaking news that the U.S. has ordered the families of embassy staffers to depart Ukraine. Non-essential staff also told they can leave. The U.S. also issuing a travel advisory and the possibility, the New York Times reporting, of troops on the ground in the region. What is your reaction tonight?
It was predictable. It was predictable, and we expected that it could happen. What we feel here in Kyiv is that all events start to happen much more intensive. During last week, we had more big guests here in Kyiv than during whole last year. Chief of CIA, Mr. Blinken, Prime Minister of Canada, Minister of Defense of Great Britain, and President of Azerbaijan. So we feel like we are in the center of attention. And we Ukrainians not used to be in the center of attention, but it's surreal feeling. It's we don't have any panic yet in Kyiv. Everything is calm, but it's very surreal because when you walk in downtown and you look to this my city and to understand this, that you can see it like a last time, you can see everything like this, it's surreal. Yeah.
It must be a very surreal feeling. What is your personal view? Do you think that an invasion is imminent? And if so, how are you preparing?
It's long story. It's not just 8 years of war. For us Ukrainians, it's 500 years long story. During last 500 years, Ukrainians were fighting for independence. And all generations before us were dreaming to live in this period of time. So for us, it's like, you know, it's honor to live in this time here in Kyiv and Ukraine. So we see it like an honor and huge responsibility. And we have all my circle, all my friends, we have to make a choice what to do. So there are options. We can stay here or we can try to leave city and go to West Ukraine, west part of country. And it's really hard decision. What our family, like each family need to solve it, to sit and talk about this issue. And our family decided that we will stay here because if we really love this country and this people, maybe we need to share and walk through this moment together with with people here. Yeah.
Wow, that is such an unfathomable decision to have to make as these developments unfold day after day. We had a guest on last night who said that a recent poll in Ukraine showed that 60% of people there don't think that they're on the brink of war with Russia. But of course, it's different if you're in a border region, isn't it?
Yeah, but it depends on circle of people who are around you. In my circle, most of people, they understand that we have a real risk and war is coming. And but, you know, last 8 years, we are living in a war. So every day we have news from frontline. Every day we have news about dead soldiers. So there are people who it's very hard to live under this pressure, and there are people who want to ignore this, but it's less than 60%. Yeah, most of people, they understand, and they understand reality, and of course in war zone, in a east part, everyone understand it. Yeah.
Right. It's difficult for us to now that Ukraine is on the radar, it's making news every day. It's difficult for us to remember that you all have been living under this pressure for so many years. Before I let you go, I want to find out what you want Americans to know about Ukraine right now and what's happening.
Well, guys, you were born with freedom. And it's so easy and simple to forget what it is and to forget a price that someone paid for this freedom. And please remember that there are people in other parts of the world who are paying a huge price to have same what you have, freedom. Freedom to identify ourselves as Ukrainians, freedom to choose what language to speak, freedom to choose a way to go. So what I can say to you is remember and be thankful for that things that you have. And don't forget about this. And one more thing that I want you to remember, if you will meet Ukrainian, please, please never call him Russian. Never make this mistake. We are very different. We have different languages. We have different culture. We have different mindset, and we are very different. So, yeah.
All right. Well, wise words. Thank you very much. We'll let you go to sleep now at 3 a.m. And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah. Bye-bye.